All right, as we get set up for our testimonies, I wanted to just give a little one really quick. And as these men set up everything, and Brother Morgan, you can come on and come up here. A lot of our teenagers will give testimony tonight, but Colin did reach out, and I'll remind you of that testimony that he gave. They had lots of visitors, people saved, had a 40-year-old Mormon man who had been witnessed to but did not accept Christ at the door, but then showed up at church because, again, the truth had got in there and continued to work. And then he walked the aisle on Sunday morning and got saved. Amen. And I said it over and over again. We had 202, I believe, is what Brother Morgan said. But, you know, it would have been worth one making all that trip with all of us if just one person got saved. But thank the Lord that so many did. And the first time I ever was here in this church, I sat way back over here by that side door because our children were there in the nursery, and it was on a Wednesday night, and there were soul-winning marathon testimonies going on. And I chose to go to Bible college here because I thought to my, I told my wife, we both decided this is a church just like our church. They go soul-winning. They love souls, and they care about people, and they do everything my home church does. They just have a Bible college, so I'm going to go there. Amen. So you come, my brother.
Amen. Well, this is going to be a blessing, especially to the teenagers. The list that you have in your hand, folks, throw it away. We're not going by it. I've got a different order we're going to go by, so don't be surprised. I'm just going to call you up one at a time. So I'm going to have the vice president of the student body come up, and he'll start things out. Tonight, Isaac Lefevre. I have a special place in my heart for a guy that grew up in Romania and Bulgaria. Amen.
Well, amen. Well, my name is Isaac Lefevre. I am a junior here at Landmark Baptist College. I have been studying missions, and it's just been a really great blessing to be a part of Soul Winning Marathon again. This is my third Soul Winning Marathon, and each time it just seems that it gets better and better. Each time the Lord just seems better and better, you know, just to see him work and to see him move, to see him do a great and mighty work. I remember my first Soul Winning Marathon. I don't quite remember the numbers of how many people were saved, but I remember that the next Soul Winning Marathon, it increased even more. And that this Soul Winning Marathon, I believe, is 201, 202 souls that were saved. And what a blessing that is just to see the Lord do that.
Amen.
I was paired up with Josiah Vercellis. That was good. It was a blessing to be paired up with him. I remember we talked to a lot of Haitians, a lot of people who spoke Creole and French. I remember Josiah going up to his father and asking him how to say something in Creole. And I thought, oh, you know, what a blessing, you know, he's gonna learn to say something in Creole. He comes back and he tells me, well, I learned how to say, I don't speak Creole, in Creole. So that was a blessing. That was my linguistics lesson for the day. And it was just a blessing to go out and serve the Lord and to see what he would do. I personally did not see anybody get saved, but I did see the Lord work. I did see the Holy Spirit working in the hearts of people we talk to, and what a blessing it is to be a part of that, you know, to be a part of a ministry that would allow college students and high schoolers and teenagers to take a week off classes and to go far away to another state to help out a church just to tell people about Jesus Christ. That's something special and something I am so glad to be a part of, and just what a blessing it is to be a part of all that. I just want to thank you all so much for your support, for your prayers, especially those prayers went a long way. You know, even if some of y'all weren't able to come with us and go up to Indiana, just know that your prayers were answered and that Amen. Your prayers went a long way. And not only while we were there, but on the journey there and on the way back. And what a blessing it was just to see the Lord work. Thank you very much.
Amen. Ben?
Gotta be shorter for me. Hello, my name is Benjamin Hogan. I'm a senior at the school they have here, and this is my second time going on Soul Winning Marathon, and it's just been a blessing. I wanted to go when I was in 9th and 10th grade, but because the voice they have. I could only go last year and this year, but it's been a blessing just being able to, even when before I was able to go, to hear the stories of like 70 or more people getting saved on Soaring Method. That was like, I had never heard that before, hearing that big of numbers. And then coming to this year and 202 souls getting saved. That's just an unbelievable number that I've ever heard, you know. You know, I hear missionaries talk about, you know, them going off, and I'm like, oh, that's missionaries, you know, that can't really happen here, you know, it's different. But then when we came back, it's like we basically just went on a mission trip, really. And so, and me, the Lord called me a few years ago to be a missionary. And so being able to see that God works even just here, it just encourages me to see the future and see how God can work in a home and maybe some faraway place.
Amen.
But I went with David Sawyer. I don't think he's here tonight. I don't see him. Oh. My bad, David. He's right there. But it was a lot of fun to be able to go. Despite, you know, there's an age gap between us, but we were able to relate a lot. It was a very enjoyable time to go with him. And I hope he's not planning on giving the same testimony, but the first day that we went out, we went to this neighborhood of predominantly Spanish and Creole, which I heard that there was going to be a lot of them, but I was expecting like every like five houses there would be some, but it was like every single door was Spanish or Creole. And I don't speak either of those languages, but David spoke Spanish, and so he got to speak to a lot of people. And so I was a little discouraged, but you know, I was discouraged that I couldn't speak, but encouraged that he did, you know.
Amen.
Just that it, see that happen. And then throughout the day, we got to talk to a lot of people, and kids started coming off the bus from their schools. And so we, you know, were like, hey, let's just go run and give them tracks as much as we can. So we went, we did that, and one boy, we stopped him, and we were actually able to witness to him. His name was Taj, I believe. And he was the first person, I think, we gave a clear presentation of the gospel, and he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as a savior.
Amen.
And it was just a blessing to see, because there's sometimes you give people the gospel and it just doesn't seem like they really get it. Sometimes they just don't seem like they really understood what they did, even though, you know, you ask them again and they're just like, yeah, and they just move on. You never really see them again. But this kid, it was different. I mean, when we saw him walk off the bus, he had his head down, just walking, hands in his pocket, hood up, music playing in his ears. Just didn't seem like he had a care. You know, just day in, day out. He probably wasn't even expecting. And just, I'm sure just that testament of him seeing a fellow teenager and someone else that's, you know, in college, just being going out, taking time out of their day to tell them about Jesus. Probably someone maybe he's heard as a cuss word, but never as someone that was real. And to hear him, to get that story, the true story of Jesus Christ, and to see his whole demeanor change. I mean, I saw like, it started as a smirk, and then it went to a smile.
Yeah.
I mean, just seeing that, you know, I know God did that for me, and he's done that for so many people, but to see that happen in just, you know, a fellow teenager's life, it just means a lot, especially someone that's far away and from probably a completely different home, just to be able to see that God really worked to change, even in just that moment. And how when we had little Bibles that we gave them as well, John and Romans, give them that, and just to see how he was able to, He picked it up, and he was just, I told him, you read it whenever you get the chance to. And he was, yeah. Like, he seemed just so excited. He wanted to learn more about God. And it was just a blessing to see that not only, you know, we often always get set on the soul winning aspect and forget the second part of discipleship. And so just being able to see that kind of, that seed planted of someone wanting to come to church, wanting to know more about Jesus Christ, who saved them from from hell, and just see that, It just means a lot, especially to teenagers. And I'm so thankful for the church and, you know, everyone just giving and the college to allow even just the teenagers to go. It's a blessing, and it's always been a blessing. And I, you know, I'm planning on going to this college, and, you know, I'm just looking forward to the rest of the Soul Winning Marathons that I'll get to participate in. So, yeah, thank you.
All right, I'm going to call somebody out of the audience tonight. Daisy Caldwell, since her daddy's here, she needs to come up. Hurry up.
Hello, my name is Daisy Caldwell, and I'm a freshman at Landmark Baptist College this year.
And so because I'm a freshman, this was my first soloing marathon that I was able to go to. And it was so much fun. It was really incredible. And it was a long trip, and I was kind of dreading it a little bit, but it didn't end up being that bad. We had a really good van, praise the Lord. So my partner was Jenna, and I was also in the group with Ben and David. So we were the group that went out for our team, and it was really crazy. It's just all day long. It's like soul winning, and then you go to eat, and then you soul win again. It really is encouraging because you don't have your phone. You're not distracted. It's really your focus is completely just spreading the gospel, inviting people to church. So it really was really encouraging. I really loved it. But the example I'll give is on the same day actually that Ben just gave. It was the first day, and we were in the neighborhood that was everybody just spoke Creole and Spanish. For the first couple houses, we didn't meet anyone that spoke English. So that I was thankful that David was there because he was able to speak Spanish. It was like every door that he didn't do, we'd knock on the door, it'd be Spanish, so he'd have to run over to our door and help translate and then run back to his door. So it was pretty crazy. I bet he was really tired. But we were walking, and it was at that time that the buses dropped off, and there were kids just climbing off, going everywhere. So we really were just like running around from kid to kid, inviting the church, trying to give them the gospel. So that was really encouraging. Like, there were people everywhere. It's like you didn't have a time to stop and like just stand around, not know what to do. You're running. Well, we came up to these three little kids who are outside playing, and me and Jenna went up to them. And I wasn't sure if they'd completely understand, didn't know if they'd speak English, but I think they were the first English-speaking kids that we went to. And so that was kind of neat. I was able to just talk to them, actually. And so we were talking to them, and I started asking them, you know, do you go to church? And they said no. And then I ended up asking them if they were to die, they know they go to heaven. And they were like, no, we do bad things. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess so. So I was able to go through the gospel with them. And I was trying to make it really simple and straightforward so they would understand, because I think the oldest was only 10 or 11. And so I was really trying to make it simple. And then I asked them, like, okay, do you understand what I'm saying? And I went through it all. And all three of them actually ended up getting saved, right, like all three together. So that was really cool. And then immediately they were like, okay, so now do we go to church? I was like, well, yeah, but you have to get your parents' permission to ride the bus. And so the boy's like, well, hold on, let me go ask. So he ran inside, asked his dad immediately, came out, and his dad, I gave him the flyer. I was like, well, your parents have to sign this. He came out, it was signed and everything. And he's like, my dad said we can come on Sunday. So I think they rode the bus on Sunday. And then we gave him a little bag that had all the tracts and stuff in it. And little girl pulled it out and was like, so is this what you're giving people to invite them to church? And I was like, yeah, it gives the information. She was like, well, let me give one out. So she took it, and the lady was walking behind her. And she turned around and ran up to that lady and was like, here, come to church with us on Sunday. So that was really cool that they like started witnessing right after that and invite people to church. So that was really cool. And so, yeah, that was my example that I had off the top of my head. But there was a lot more examples, and I had prayed for a certain goal of 5. I was really praying. The Lord put that number on my heart to help lead to the Lord. But one would have been worth it, like they said, but the Lord had really put 5 on my heart. And on the last day, I was able to lead my 5th soul to the Lord. So that was cool that God answered it, like, perfectly. So that was really encouraging. And it was really just, it was amazing. The whole day, the whole time was just amazing. So I want to thank the church for all their prayers and for your support, because it really did. We're not just saying it up here, because it really did mean a lot. You could definitely feel the Holy Spirit on the week. So thank you very much.
Amen. Valerie, your turn. She said she wanted to do it tonight. She really wanted to do it tonight.
Okay. Good evening, church. My name's Valerie. I said this last year, but I'm part of the big family that sits up there. And I already said my name. And this is my 4th year going to Sony Marathon, which is a blessing. I got to go last year, and this is my 4th year going. But I was partnered up with Malin. I don't know where she's over there. But I was partnered up with Malin, Valerie. I'm Valerie. George and Miles. And it was a blessing because, like, George was encouraging the whole, like, week. He was just, like, crazy. And especially in the van, they had a good idea to pair up Chamberlain, Mr. Chamberlain, and George, which is kind of crazy. I couldn't even sleep. I was praying and praying. I was like, Lord, please let me sleep. And so, but, like, middle of the night, you heard George say, wakey, wakey. I was just like, well, that's a blessing, isn't it? But, so this is actually my first year going without my family, which was, I was kind of nervous. I was, like, praying to God, and it's All I have to say is the devil really tries to get to you when the Lord wants you to go somewhere. The devil will try and get you to like to not go, because that's what God wants you to have. And so obviously the Lord won on that one, so that's a good thing. I was just like, I was so happy. I was like nervous, and I was just like, okay, Lord, you know, I'm gonna be hanging out with the weird college students. So I was just like, you know what, it's worth it, you know, I'll just go. So I went, and I was able to lead 7 people to the Lord, and most of them were in Spanish, so like I was like thanking God. I was like, I've never really thought of it. I was like, oh my goodness, it's just a language, you know. But like when I got there, I was just like, you know, I'm really going to be able to use it this time. And then Mr. Morton, the first day, he was like, how many of you guys speak Spanish? I didn't raise my hand because I don't really like the attention and stuff. So they're like, oh, the only one they called out was Edwin Castillo. So I was just like, okay. And then the girls were like, Valerie, Valerie. I was just like, oh, yeah, I speak Spanish too. And then Colin Morton, or Mr. Morton, he was like, oh, be ready. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I went to the first door. I was like, I am not ready. And but like it was crazy because like people were saying the community we went out to, it was like a lot of Spanish people. So like most of the people I got to lead to the Lord were in Spanish. So I don't know if you heard the story of Miss Kelly saying that I got to lead 2 people to the Lord at Goodwill. So it was like such a blessing because I don't know. I was like the devil was like, trying to push me away from like going to Goodwill. And then Miss Kelly's like, no, girls, we have to go because Miss Moran wants to go. I was like, okay. And so we ended up going, all of us ended up going. And so, yeah, I got to lead 2 people to the Lord at Goodwill. And then the rest were in Spanish. And like throughout the whole week, we were they were like, oh, pass. Oh, here's the Spanish tracks and stuff. And then Malin, she was like, I already have my Spanish track right here. I was just like, okay. So that was a blessing. And like I said, throughout the whole week, it was crazy because like we had one door where I went with the assistant pastor, I think. And we were like in the apartments, like it was weird. So I was like knocking on the door and stuff. And then you just see Mr. Chamberlain pulling up in the van. He was like, Valerie, get in the van. There's the guy over here who wants to speak Spanish. I'm like back and forth because I speak Spanish. So I was just like, that's really good. I was just like, I'm so happy I know how to speak Spanish, you know, because there was a lot of Spanish people out there. And so, yeah, it was such a blessing to go out with some people. And so I'm actually going to be coming to this college to move here. It's probably a blessing to Morgan because he's always like, I have 3 words for you, Landmark Baptist College. And I told him, I was like, you know, I have 1 word for you. I was like, no. And then he was like, okay, I'm trying my best. So I guess he did it. He convinced me. So, well, he didn't really do it, but it was God.
With 3 words.
You know what? So, thank you, church, for your prayers and everything. And Malin, you are the best soul winning partner. So, and yeah, thank you.
Amen. All right, Reese.
Hey, my name is Reese Danick. This was my 2nd year coming to Soul Winning Marathon. Nothing really, really crazy happened. I was able to have Carson as my partner. When I first saw it, I was like, I don't even know him. But it'll be pretty cool, I guess. The girl partners were Hannah and Miss Howe and Lisa. So, yeah, those were the girls. And it was me and Carter. And we had a great time. I was able to learn some things about Burma while we were talking to people about God. I was personally able to lead 3 to the Lord. One of them had a Spanish name. I don't know how to say it. One was Rose Sebastian. I don't know how to say the other one. But I was able to lead 3 people to the Lord. And it was really good because at first I was like, yeah, I mean, I want to go soul winning. I like soul winning. And then I heard it was at my aunt's and uncle's, the church that they were at. And I was like, that would be even cooler. I get to see my cousins. I haven't seen them in a long time. So that was really good. But a lot of things happened at the start. Before I even went out, Miss Merch, she was able to give me some games because last year I said it was very boring in the house. So we were able to play cards, which was very fun. yeah. And But yeah, that even happened before we went out. And then once we started driving, we stopped at some church and picked up George on our van. And that's whenever things got really exciting. It was such a good ride. And something happened to my pillow. I still don't know what happened to it. But once we arrived, and then all the days of sorting, that was really nice. Because the first day, it was a half day, and I was like, man, all these people speak French. And I'm like, I don't know much French, bonjour. So once we got past that, and we start going through all these other doors, and then the second day, some kids were playing basketball. I saw them, and I was counting out the house. I was like, mine, Carson's, mine. And I was like, wait, that's my house. I get to do it. So I was like, okay, please, I got to do this right. Because the mom was on the steps, and if the mom rejected it, then she would probably tell the kid that I was doing something crazy. I don't know. So I was like, man, I really hope God can help me. So I was going. As soon as I go to the house, I start walking. Some kid comes out of nowhere, and I was like, oh, hey, we're from Cornerstone Baptist Church. You go to church? And he's like, no, I just want to play basketball. And I'm like, well, if you die today, do you think you go to heaven? He's like, no. I was like, you'll show you what the Bible says? And he's like, yeah, sure. So then we start talking, and then his friend, because he was going to play basketball with them, he came over, and he's like, hey, what y'all doing? I was like, I'm telling him about God. You want to listen? He's like, yeah, sure. So I was able to lead both of them to the Lord, and they both understood it, like, very good, and we're able to talk to a bunch of people. I don't think a lot of people were already saved, and one guy was super happy to see us. He's like, y'all from the church? I was like, yeah. He's like, man, I haven't seen nothing like this. I was like, yeah. Do you go to church anywhere? He's like, yeah, he was already saved. We invited him, but a lot of people were already saved. A lot of people spoke Spanish, French, and Creole, and people obviously spoke English. We were able to talk to them. But yeah, we just had a good trip. Coming back, it was even better. Yeah, we just had a great time. I thank you for the church for allowing us to be able to go up there and all the prayers. Thank you.
Amen. All right, Miles.
Hello, my name is Miles, and this is my second year going to Soul Winning Marathon. And this year was really fun because I got to be with George, and that was something else. But like I said, the trip there wasn't fun. The trip there was actually really long and tiring. And I wasn't trying to go to the whole Soul Winning Marathon because I wasn't really trying to sit in a car for like 17 hours. And yeah, all that. But the trip back wasn't that bad. Because the trip there, I was with a bunch of college students, and I had no clue what they were talking about the entire ride, so I kind of just sat there. But the trip back, I was actually paired with some teenagers, so that was kind of nice. But a lot of stuff happened at Soul Winning Marathon this year, but there's one story that I would like to tell. So we get dropped off at this little apartment complex thing, and we walk past this car, and there's this woman crying. But we don't talk to her at first because we're trying to get into all the houses. So we go back because she has her window rolled down, and George starts talking to her. And they get into this conversation, and her name is Miss Tila, pretty sure. And she has, like, all these family problems and stuff. But she didn't live at the apartment complexes. She was just there waiting on her mom. So George had the opportunity to talk to her. And they spoke for a little bit, and she ended up getting saved, which was good. And so after that, George asked her for a passcode to one of the houses, but she only knew one, so she gave us the passcode to that house. And George said, well, thank you, Miss Tila, and you might be the reason that someone else may get saved today. So we go into the little apartment complex, and we knock on this one door, Well, actually, no. Before we go into there, she tells us about this one person in there. His name was Mr. Roberts, and he was, like, the craziest man alive, apparently. So, George is George, so he was going to talk to him anyways. So, we go into the apartment complex, and I knock on this one door, and this young woman answers, and I had the opportunity to lead her to the Lord, which was a blessing. But while I was doing that, the crazy man, Mr. Roberts, walked out. So thankfully, George was there, and he got to talk to him for like 15 minutes. It was really long. So after I was done witnessing to the woman and she got saved, he was still talking to her, to the man. So they just kept talking and talking, and it was going really well. It looked like George was getting closer to actually leading the man to the Lord. But then Mr. Roberts' wife came out of nowhere, and she just kept yelling at George to leave. And George called her a devil in a wheelchair, and I didn't know what that meant at first until he told me she was actually in a wheelchair. So, another thing about George is that every time he gets someone saved, he always says, "We just throat punch the devil," which at first I didn't really understand. But every time he would say that, he would say, "We just throat punch the devil," but he would name a whole nother body part. He would say, "We just throat punch the devil in the chest." I was like, "What? That don't even make sense." But he just kept, "George is George." I couldn't stop him. He's just being George. So that was definitely my favorite part of the whole Soul Winning Marathon. And I want to thank the church for letting the juniors and seniors go this year and last year. And I had a really good time. Thank you.
Amen. Jenna.
Hi, my name is Jenna Canals, and this is my third year going on Soul Winning Marathon, and it was honestly just really great. Daisy was my partner. And we were with Ben and David, and like they said, like the first day when we were going, like there were so many like Spanish people, like the half the day. So just like being able to see David like talk to everybody, that was honestly kind of encouraging. But on the way there, honestly, I was like excited for the trip, but I wasn't excited for the trip at the same time. When they said like they were like assigning the vans, I was like, oh, that's gonna be great. And then I ended up getting Dina in my van, and I was excited about that. And then thanks to Caleb, we were playing My Cows, and now I can't go buy any cows and not say My Cows, or like churches saying Marry My Cows. I've been doing that ever since then. But the first game was very competitive. It was actually Xavier, he won with like 8, and then the last time, Aiden, on the way there, he just kept on saying, my cow, in the middle of the night because he couldn't go to sleep. And he had like 500 and something. Anyways, so then, his cows got killed though. That's why the winner had 8. But still Monday, when we were going, we were able to like run from like the buses and everything like that, and just being able to talk to a lot of people. But like the before, like for like 2 or 3 weeks before, I was like praying. I was like, "Lord, please give me an outgoing partner." And then he gave me Daisy, and I was like, "Oh, thank God." And then when we were like out, just like seeing her like running back and forth, she was like, "Oh, where's that dude going? Let's get him." And then she was like, "Oh, that's a little kid. Let's go." And then she was just like running back and forth with them. And then just like it kind of like encouraged me, like how like outgoing she was, because usually when I like see somebody, I don't really want to talk to them too much, but like it kind of like got me out of my shell a little bit for that. And then I was able to lead someone to the Lord. I think it was like Wednesday afternoon. I was kind of getting a little bit discouraged, but it was like wasn't that bad. I was like, we still got time. So yeah, but I was able to lead somebody to the Lord. It was like the hottest day, and like it felt like the sun was beating on my back. I was like, "Oh Lord, please help this guy get saved." And then we were just talking to him, and it was honestly really great. It felt like he really understood. And yeah, then on the way back, we were still playing My Cows, so really got jammed into my brain. But yeah, I just want to thank everybody for all of your prayers and everything. We wouldn't have been able to do it without you. And yeah, thank you.
All right, Savior. He's not here. All right. Well, that let me move on. Noah.
All right. So I never expected to come here, and I was just really thankful, and I don't know. My mind just went blank, but I want to thank my dad and Mr. Rosales and Lamar just putting this all together and making me want to go. And I got the right. I don't know. I was really wanting to go, but at the same time, I was pretty nervous because of the rides and just being out of state, far from family and friends and everything. And the van that I was put with, I didn't really know anybody besides like Grace and Valerie and a little bit of Reese. But the ride there was pretty good. And altogether, I just got closer with the church family, and like, it was just really great. And I got Derek, he was my partner, and I didn't know what to expect from him, because like, I've never spoke to him. And the one time I did, he like offered me, not offered, but he wanted me to buy him something off of Temu. So I was like, you know. So it was definitely weird, but that happened. And then like, we knocked on doors a lot, and that whole week there, I just kept telling myself, I want to lead somebody. And before I went, it was just something on my heart just to lead somebody. I've been wanting to lead somebody for months, and I just never really got the opportunity to. So I just kept telling myself, like, I'm not going to leave here till I lead somebody. And it was like Tuesday, and me and Derek and Austin, I was so happy when Austin came. Like, he made my whole week, you know. But when he came, we went to this one neighborhood, and I was a little fed up. I really wanted to lead somebody, and like, it got to a point where I'm just like, okay guys, I'm gonna be the only one knocking on doors till I lead somebody. And then like, I knocked on the door and I was like, watch this. And then a girl walked out, and then I told her like, hey, we're from here, you know, all of that. And I was like, if you were to die today, where are you going? And she's like, I don't know. And then I said, is that what you want to, do you want to find out? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, what? Because I thought she would say no or something. I don't know, but I wasn't expecting that. So then I was like, okay, you know. And my body just went to shock, you know, and I just started freezing and everything, and I'm stuttering, and but I got to get it through with her. And I got to lead my first ever person to the Lord. And like, I was so happy after that. Like, it brought me to tears, and like, I was just so happy I got to lead somebody. And after that, I was just like so driven to lead more. And like, the next, when I came back from leading that first person, like, I was just so happy. I was telling everybody. And right when I came back, the first person I think I told was my dad. And he was like more happier than me. And, you know, and I was just so happy, and telling Mr. Rosales, like, you know, I don't think he's ever seen me like that kind of happy, but, you know, it was just a different kind of happiness, you know. And I was just so driven that the next day I got to lead another soul. And then Thursday, I got to lead three more souls. And it was just a great week. It was definitely not what I expected. I don't know what to expect. I expected good but bad. But I was just so happy I came, and I'm just very thankful. And this was my first time going on Soul Winning Marathon. So I was just happy I came, and the Lord's been working on my heart, and it's just been crazy. And it was just a great week, getting closer with the church family and growing more with God and leading souls and being so driven. You know, when you get a little bit of taste of God, you know, just keep going after it. And that's all I was doing. And after, when I came back from Soul Winning Marathon, I was just still driven. I was still off of that drive just to talk to more people. And I got to lead two of my closest friends to the Lord. And it was pretty crazy. And I'm just happy I came. You know, I don't regret it or would have taken it back for anything. And I want to do more for God and just let Him keep working on my heart and growing with people. And it was a great time, you know.
Amen. All right, Dina.
Hi, my name is Dina. I am an 11th grader in high school, and this was actually my first soul winning marathon. Like, I've been coming here since third grade, and I've heard, like, soul winning marathon, but I never thought, like, oh, I'm going to go. And I actually started being more involved when I was in eighth grade because, like Miss Heather, like, she started to invest in me. So I was like, okay, you know, I want to keep doing this. And then this year, usually soul winning marathon falls on a week, because I go to public school, usually soul winning marathon falls on a week that I have school. So I'm like, okay, like, I'm never really going to go. And then this year, soul winning marathon actually fell on my spring break week. So I was like, I was kind of torn between if I was going to go or not and everything. Because one night when Miss Heather, because I'm close with the Vercellis family, and then they're always like on me, they're like, Dina, are you going to go to soul winning marathon? Are you going to go? And I was like, I don't know. And then one week when Miss Heather brought me back from church back home, Elijah was like, okay, Dina, I'm going to get out with you and I'm going to talk to your mom. And I was like, wow. And I was like, okay. So I was like, let me talk to my mom actually about going. And then I talked to her and she let me go. So, yeah. Okay. So the week was a really good week. Honestly, before that week, I never thought that I would be able to lead somebody to the Lord. And, in my head, I was like, okay, I want to lead somebody to the Lord, but, like, I feel like it's not going to happen. And I was actually paired up with Mrs. Canals, and the boys that were in my group were Edwin and Brandon. And the whole week, I was like, okay, I'm just going to watch Mrs. Canals lead people to the Lord, and I'm just going to, you know, observe and everything like that. And then on Tuesday, Mrs. Canals, you know, she brought up the conversation. She was like, you know, Dina, like, you haven't really, like, talk to anybody about leading somebody to the Lord. And I was like, yeah, Mrs. Canals, I'm actually just going to watch you for this whole week and, you know, just observe how you do. And then she looked at me, she was like, Dina, you know, like, you can't just watch me. You got to practice it. You got to try leading somebody to the Lord. And I was like, okay. And I was praying and everything about me leading somebody to the Lord, and I thought it was going to happen, but at the same time, I was kind of, like, doubting myself. I was like, okay, I don't know if I'm actually able to do this. Then one door, we go to this old man's house. His name is Emerson. And then, you know, I'm able to talk about the church. I'm like, here, we're from Cornerstone Baptist Church, and I'm able to talk about the activities and everything. Like, that stuff I'm good about. But it was the leading somebody to the Lord part where I'm like, And then after I finished telling him about, like, the church Cornerstone, I'm like, okay, if you were to die today, would you be 100% sure that if you die today, if you would be 100% sure that you would go to heaven? And he was like, no. And then I started leading him to the Lord. Then I got, like, choked up. And I was like, oh, Mrs. Canals. And I said it out loud. I was like, Mrs. Canals, you know, do you want to, you know, I gave her my Bible. I was like, oh, do you want to continue this? She was like, no. She was like, no. And then she flipped to the next verse. She's like, here you go. And in my head, I was kind of annoyed. I was like, Miss Canals, I was like, you know, like, I don't really know how to do this in my head. But, like, out loud, I was like, okay. So I continued on to lead him to the Lord and everything like that. And during that time, I was like, okay, Dina, calm down. And just, like, kind of, because I've been observing Mrs. Canals. So I started to remember, like, what she was saying in these different verses. And I started to elaborate and, like, take my time and stuff and be patient with him. But all of a sudden, I look up and, like, he's, like, tearing up. And then that started making me, like choke up. And I was like, oh, this is really, really great. And then he was like, he started being like, okay, you know, I kind of have to go to work. And I was like, you know, it's okay. You know, I'm almost done, you know. And then he gave me more of his time. And then I finished leading him to the Lord. And then I look up again and he's like, he's even more teary-eyed. And I was like, Emerson, do you want to accept this gift today? Do you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And he was like, yes. And then, yeah, and then we prayed together, and he understood everything, and I looked at him, and he just gave me those eyes, you know, like those thankful eyes, and he looked at me, he was like, thank you, and he smiled at me, and that was actually my first soul in English, and that one just, like, stood out to me the most just because of, like, how I was feeling up and the coming up of it, and that was really a blessing. And I actually got to lead, because I'm Haitian, and I got to lead somebody to the Lord in Creole and using a Haitian track, and just this whole trip, since there was so many Haitians and Hispanic people who spoke Spanish, it made me realize, like, I have to become even more fluent in my Creole and everything like that, and just, I want to get a Haitian Bible, and I just want to do so much more for my community, and I'm just very, 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 very thankful for just me being able to go and the opportunities that this church has given me. Thank you.
All right, wait a minute. Don't leave yet, because I think she needs to give a testimony. All right?
Hi, I'm Rose Rosales. I'm Bird James' daughter. And this was, I've gone to Soy Marathon a couple times before, and this was like a real deal breaker for me, because like a couple weeks before, I actually decided to start talking on soul winning, and on Soy Marathon, I was able to like lead someone through the plan of salvation for the first time, and I just want to say thank you for like allowing me to come, and thank you.
Amen. All right. Well, we do thank the church and everybody that supports our college for all you do for us and allowing this. We want this to go out all over the United States. We want these young men, these young ladies to go out and be soul winners everywhere they go. That's our goal. So pray for us, and especially during this next couple of days, that God would give us the opportunity to train some more young people next year. Amen.
Our feet. We're going to have a time of invitation. Maybe the Lord spoke to your heart about just being a witness for Him, and maybe you can come and talk to Him. Maybe you're here tonight and you heard the testimonies, you heard how they spoke to other folks and told them how to be saved, and you don't know how to be saved, and you'd like to be saved tonight. We'd love to take a Bible and show you what the Bible says on how you can know for sure that you can spend eternity in heaven. And so as the piano begins to play, if God spoke to your heart, you want to come do business with Him, maybe pray for college days, why don't you come and talk to Him tonight? If you're here and you don't know Christ as your Savior, I'm going to come right down here in the front, and I'd be happy to take the Bible and show you how you can be saved. As Brother Bert sings, you step out and come.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Let's sing this next verse with him now.
Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
Let's close in prayer tonight. Dear Lord, I come to you. Lord, we ask you just to do a work over the next few days in our college days. Lord, we do know that we have young people here, but also our young people will be attending, and others. We ask for security, Lord, safety for them as they come, and many of them are still on their way. And so, God, I pray that you just do that. But, Lord, I pray you do a work in their heart and guide them. Many of them are asking you for your will and your guidance. And, Lord, I pray you'd show yourself mighty and clearly give them direction into what they're supposed to do with their lives and the direction they're supposed to head. God, I pray for our people, so many of them, Lord, some sick, many on our prayer list, Lord, some hurting. And so, God, I pray that you give them peace, give them healing, do what you need to do in their lives. Lord, I pray you'd show yourself mighty in their life. And God, I pray that you just do a work amongst us. Go with our folks, Lord. Be with our homes, our families. Be with our teenagers, Lord. What a blessing it is to hear them give their testimonies, to hear them preach this past Sunday night and to sing. So, God, I pray you continue to bless. Help us, Lord, to continue to do the things that you've asked us to do. Help us to be faithful to win souls and encourage people to be in your house this Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen. Choir praise.